I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. About the time my granddaughter Vasantha was born, I began meditating before bed and in the middle of the night during the Creator's Hour. That's 3 to 5 a.m. When I asked a friend why he meditated for 2 hours a day, he replied, "I can't afford not to." Now, after 4 months, I get it. The first meditation is taking out the trash, and the second one is like going to the gas station to fill up with positive energy. The joy is not in the journey, but in the experience of that energy flowing through me. At this time in my life, I especially appreciate this, because during the day, I'm taking care of Vasantha so her parents can work full-time on their fledgling business. And that's balanced by talking every night with my lifelong best friend, Ollie, who is in hospice. You might say I'm holding both ends of the stick. On the baby end, though I've raised 2 children myself, it's been a while since I spent time with a baby. My strength is adolescents and teenagers. Babies are mysterious to me. They're so fragile. When they cry, it's hard to tell whether they're hungry or need their diaper changed. And even after you take care of both of those, they sometimes cry for no apparent reason. But then there are those beautiful moments when Vasantha stares intently into my eyes, something considered impolite in adult circles, but so refreshingly honest and intense in babies. Vasantha stares unflinchingly. I stare back, wondering what she knows that I don't know. And then there are the delightful moments when I rediscover something about myself, like how in high school I sang and took voice lessons, and now Vasantha is mesmerized by my voice. And I have a special way of whistling that causes her to break into big toothless grins every time I whistle the Mexican hat dance. I've discovered other things too, just by accident. Living on a farm, you learn to use everything for multiple purposes. A slab of stone becomes the base of an outdoor shower, and an old meat hook is perfect for hanging plants from the rafters. So I rediscovered the hairdryer, the best baby accessory ever. Warm white noise. Babies love it. My days are filled with joy, frustration, and overwhelming love for Vasantha. And in the evenings, when Vasantha is asleep with her parents, and I'm alone, I talk to Ollie about what it's like to live in an assisted care facility. We don't use the word hospice, but she knows. The last year has been hell. Her dog died, she went into the hospital several times, and eventually had to sell her house. But here's the amazing part. Yes, she's in hospice, meaning they've discontinued her cancer drugs, but she's improving physically and mentally. Her cognitive state is way clearer, and she's amazed that over the past year she's missed so much news. Being a very social and intellectual person, she also missed the many nonprofits she worked for and the international think tank she regularly attended. In her assisted living facility, many old friends do visit her, but she still starved for intellectual stimulation. Somehow playing bingo just doesn't get it. Hence, our daily phone conversations to get her up to speed on what's going on in the world and make her feel human again. I realize that I'm dealing with two ends of the life stick. Vasantha will continue to grow into a delightful toddler and an amazing adult. And as for Ollie, I'm aware that her improvement may be short-lived. But right now, we're riding the wave of the love and humor of a lifelong friendship. For me, the joy of both ends of the stick is feeling that positive energy flow through me. So, if you wake up at 3 a.m., just think of me. I'm probably at the gas station. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.